Hollinger? Scott Hollinger?
Not anymore. I have a new identity. I'm now Oliver. David Oliver.
Welcome again to MemCare by Radio. No, I have not changed my identity. I'm still Scott Hollinger, but today on MemCare by Radio, Edmund Speaker is sharing with us on the topic, what is my role in living out my new identity in Christ? I think I can safely assure each of you that more than likely we're not called upon to be secret agents for Christ. But Edmund is continuing his series, Truths That Set Free. The series deals with several questions related to the experience of salvation and discipleship in the life of a Christian. Personally, I believe Edmund touches on very foundational truths that need to be in place before we can live a life of joy and peace in Jesus. Welcome, Edmund, and share the message that God has laid on your heart.
Well, as a title, I have chosen, What is my role in living out the new identity in Christ? And Scott, I have been a Christian for many years, but these essential truths we want to talk about today have at one point been like a rediscovery for me. It's almost as if the wind of times with all the debris of work and activism had covered up these critical markers in my life. I guess the same can happen to any Christian who knows the truth in theory, but doesn't apply it to daily living. The Germans have a saying, die Hauptsache ist, dass die Hauptsache immer die Hauptsache bleibt, which means the most important thing is that the most important thing always remains the most important thing.
Okay.
Well, that is certainly good common sense. I still had to rediscover that in life there's something more important than things, and that are relationships, and foremost our relationship with God, our Creator and Redeemer. God, who accepts the repentant sinner because Jesus Christ gave his life as an atonement for our sins, because his blood shed on the cross paid the price for our debt, the God who gave the believer a new heart, the same God calls us to a life of intimate relationship with him. And in this series, Truth That Sets Free, we speak about the fact that because of the atoning death of Jesus Christ, those who believe in him as their personal Savior become a new creature, are made children of God, receive the gift of eternal life, become heirs with Jesus Christ, and receive a new name. We are made saints, which means people separated for God.
Well, Edmund, maybe another way to express all this is to speak about the new identity that a believer or follower of Christ receives, and then the importance to live out that new identity.
Yes, and in order to live out of that new identity, the Christian needs to experience a change of his thinking pattern. We are born into a fallen world that is limited to only thinking horizontal. The Bible says that the natural man cannot understand the things of God because they are spiritual in nature. Because of sin, man is cut off from his Creator. Only through the redemption in Christ are we reconnected with God. The new life in Christ is a gift from God to us. It brings us back into relationship with God. And as we learn to mold our thinking on the teaching of the Word of God, the Bible, and become obedient to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, we will experience a renewal or transformation of the mind. The new position we receive as children of God is also meant to lead us to think and act like children of God who grow up and mature in the right thinking pattern.
So, Edmund, are you saying that the person who humbly recognizes his or her lostness in sin and believes in Christ as their personal Savior receives a new position? Mm-hmm. Well, then are you also saying that for that person to live out from his new position, he or she will have to conscientiously and consciously overcome the old condition of a wrong thinking pattern?
Yes.
In other words, Must the believer participate actively in the process of living out of his new identity in Christ?
Yes, Scott, and I would like to illustrate this with a story I heard when I was a teenager. It's a story of a fine and devout old widow in Germany after the Second World War. At that time, almost everybody was poor, and believe me, we were poor. I was very poor and many times went hungry. And I remember how we were many times close to starving. But this old lady, too, was hardly surviving. One day, her pastor comes to visit. He sees how she's preparing a meager meal with potato peels and is disturbed because he knows that the lady has a son in a Western country and he is well off. So he asked her, "Tell me, your son is well and he is well off, right?" "Oh, yes," the lady replied with a smile. "But now, does he never write you or send you anything?" "Oh, yes, he writes quite often and so lovingly. And oh, yes, he sends these beautiful pictures." And the old lady goes, opens a drawer that is filled with what she called beautiful pictures, but in reality, those are dollar bills.
Oh, wow.
It's money.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine the surprise for this pastor to discover that here is this lady and her poor, and her son had been sending her all this money. Well, she thought it was just for the looks, beautiful pictures. And she was living in misery.
Once again, it's a situation where she did not know what she had in her possession.
Exactly. And in salvation, God has given us the riches of his grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. In order to recognize what God has given us, our mind must be sound and able to apply God's promises in our daily living. And what God has given us in our position as his children is simply out of this world. And it's ours for the asking. Mm-hmm. Jesus told his disciples, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Here again, the Lord invites his disciples to ask God for good gifts, and mainly the Holy Spirit. Another passage of the Bible speaks about the need to be filled with the Spirit as a constant act of openness and submission. And to receive God's presence in our lives is related to the act of willing obedience to his word and our abiding in Christ. He says, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I kept the Father's commandment and abide in his love."
Well, Edmund, are you saying that my role in living out the new identity in Christ means that I not only believe in him as my Savior, but that I also obey him as my Lord, by taking his word, the Bible, as the basis for my faith and action?
Definitely. Faith shows itself by trusting the words of Jesus. We are in a new position as children of God. Nevertheless, we have been conditioned to the thinking and behavior pattern from a life without God. Therefore, the Bible says, "Blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." As a result, our mind will be renewed by God's word. His will is like a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. As we live out our new identity in Christ by allowing the Holy Spirit of God in us to transform our thinking, we will also start behaving as those who are in Christ, namely chosen children of God.
I think that so often when we think about God's riches of his grace, we somehow drop the word grace and we think riches, which implies material possessions. But, you know, I'm beginning to understand that the riches of his grace and the power of the Holy Spirit often come down to giving me the words to say when I witness to somebody, or applying his word to my everyday life. And that's a richness that we have in Christ. And it has nothing to do with material possessions. It has everything to do with the Spirit living through us.
Yes, yes. And our world is patterned after the having, the doing, but God wants our being. And out of this being in God and him being in us flows joy, peace, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And that is what really makes us rich, not only now, but eternally.
Edmund, thank you so much. This has been a terrific time of sharing as you have spoken on our role in living out our new identity in Christ. You're listening to MemCare by Radio. We'd like to encourage you to listen to our other programs on the site, as well as check out the other resources available to you. Our prayer and desire is that these programs are an encouragement for you.